Today's devotion is titled, Jesus Said, I Am the Light of the World. Jesus referred to himself as the great I Am. We read in John 8:58, Very truly I tell you, before Abram was born, I am. Jesus is part of the Trinity. Jesus is the great I Am. Whenever Jesus addresses himself by saying, I am, he was declaring an important aspect of his personality. We read what Jesus said in John 8:12 to 20. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you were to carefully screw off the small lid of a metal container and put your eye close to the hole, you'll not see anything inside. It will be dark. When you first take the lid off, light floods in. You cannot insert darkness into the can because there is no life in darkness. Whereas light, as energy, it shines in. In the Bible, we have many instances where darkness and light are mentioned. Here, Jesus is proclaiming that he is the light of the world. Satan reigns in this world, bringing the darkness of sin into the world. Today, we can buy different light bulbs of different intensities measured by wattage. We can buy bulbs for the home or for their car. Each have different voltages, either 240 volts or 12 volts. On Earth, we have the sun, which is the strongest form of light. But when we as Christians get to heaven, we will discover the light of heaven is many times brighter. So why is that? We read what transpired after the angels appeared to the shepherds, announcing Jesus' birth. We read in Luke 2:8-10, And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. This was a light from heaven surrounding the shepherds, but it also had the charisma of God's personality in it, the spiritual atmosphere of heaven, displaying the glory of God, described as the Shekinah glory of God. We're reminded when Paul told King Agrippa and what he experienced at his conversion in Acts 26:12-14. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell on the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Here again, Paul experienced the extreme brightness of heaven. It was a powerful light, but Paul also would have felt the atmosphere, the aurora, the charisma, the powerful presence of a holy God. Then we go back into the Old Testament. We read how Moses made a request to God. We read in Exodus 33:12-23. Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favour with me. If you are pleased with me, Teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else would distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you've asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass over you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, There's a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. In these three instances, we come to realize the awesome power and nature of God. The light that emanates from heaven manifests his power through the light of his countenance. Jesus truly is the light of the world and the whole universe. What a pleasure to see the beauty of a rainbow in the sky following a shower or thunderstorm. We ask the question, how is a rainbow made? It only happens after a shower of rain. The sun shining through the rain as it falls creates the rainbow. The light from the sun breaks up as it passes through the droplets of rain, causing a prism effect. The light breaks up into seven distinct colors, always in the same order. Begin with red, then orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. In the early part of the Bible, soon after the flood, we read why God put the rainbow in the sky. We read in Genesis 9, 13 to 17, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the water become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures and every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, This is a sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth. God made this covenant with Noah, which is a covenant for the whole world, that he would not flood the world again. But we can see further promises as we study the seven colors that are created when a rainbow is formed after it has rained. When it rains, the light from the sun hits each droplet of water, and as the light of the sun passes through the droplets, depending at what position and angle it hits the droplet, it will cause the seven visible colours of light to form in the sky. These colours always display the colours in the same order. Red on the outside, then orange, followed by yellow. In the centre is green, followed by blue, indigo, and violet. Prad said that the rainbow was to remind us of God's promises. The sun symbolizes God's warm love radiating down to earth. The rays of sunshine light on the droplets of rain. The water in that rain droplets speak of the washing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John 12, what is it? I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. Jesus is like the sun shining into the darkness of this world to give, as we read in John 1, verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Through the light shining through the droplets, God's love is shining down into our world through and by the water of the Holy Spirit. By observing the order, the sequence of these colours, we can see God's love poured out on mankind, showing more of God's promises he wants to bring to mankind. We read that famous verse which Jesus quoted to Nicodemus in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The light of Jesus is full of God's love, which he wants to shine into people's hearts. Looking at the symbolism of these colours, we can see God's love being manifested through Jesus. Right on the outer edge of the rainbow is the colour red, which reminds us of God's promise to come down to earth to win our redemption. He had shed his blood to redeem us from the wages of sin. Before looking at the next colour, let me jump to the third colour, yellow, which reminds us of God's true light, his power and glory. In between is orange, which transpires when we mix red with yellow. The same two colours sitting on either side of the orange in the rainbow. Jesus, through one sacrificial act, once for all, by shedding his blood, paid the price of our sins. The sacrifice for sin and the glorious light of God's love enfolding us, which makes us righteous, just like the colour red with yellow in the rainbow, by orange being sandwiched between red and yellow, we can experience that reconciliation. We can know that and experience his great love, the sacrifice of blood, by inviting him into our lives. Here, he demonstrates his love, power and glory, bringing us redemption and eternal life. In the centre of the rainbow is the colour green, which directs our eyes and minds down to earth, where mankind lives. The rich greenery of earth brings us pleasure. Yet it is on the earth that God has set his... The rich greenery of earth brings us pleasure. Yet it is on earth that God has set his love, that has sent his love. It is where that great work was accomplished. Green is made up of blue and yellow. What a great illustration is love for mankind, symbolized by the blue of heaven above and the yellow, his light and love, flowing down from heaven. Next to green are three colors of a similar nature, blue, indigo and violet. I would again like to sandwich these three colors together. First we come to blue, which is symbolic of heaven and royalty, with the last colour, which is violet, which is produced by mixing red and blue light, with blue being the prominent colour as opposed to the red. Indigo sits between blue and purple in the colour wheel, and while closely related to purple, violet is a spectral colour, whereas purple is a combination of red and blue light. In between is indigo, which purplish blue or a deep reddish blue. Notice the three colours of a similar makeup. In 1 Peter 2, 9-10, we read what happens once we have been cleansed in Jesus' blood. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are being cocooned in between the royalty of heaven and Jesus. By the shedding of his blood, we become royal citizens of heaven. So following the sequence in the colours in the rainbow, it has taken us on a journey of salvation from red through the shedding of Jesus' blood, purifying us and making us sons and daughters to become part of God's royal priesthood, all of God's rich grace and mercy. We read in Colossians 1:13, "For he has rescued us from the domination of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." We are reminded in Hebrews 12:2 that we should be fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That joy in Jesus' heart was looking forward to a time when he would gather a great multitude of followers, the church, who will worship him, but most important in return, have a loving relationship with him. Each time we see a rainbow, as well as remembering God's promise not to flood the world again, let us also reflect with thankfulness as we glance at each of the seven colours on the journey from red to violet, God's love in sending Jesus to offer up his life as a sacrifice to redeem us and grant us a place in his kingdom in heaven, which is full of his light, love, joy and peace for eternity. Just like the beauty we see in the rainbow, in our daily lives, let us seek to show our friends and neighbours the beauty of Jesus in us. Are we light in the darkness? Do we live and display in our lifestyle the royal robes of heaven as sons and daughters of the King of Kings? John wrote in Revelation 1:4-8, "Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all people on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. "I am Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." Let us, with thankful hearts, begin to worship the Lord in the words of this song. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. So here I am to worship. Here I am to worship and bow down.